Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mornings on the Game means more of the morning shift.
Nice. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So I want to come back here. Since Bo roasted me in the previous segment. But you know what? It was rightfully so. I can admit when I'm wrong-ish. I don't like cooking, but I do like other people's cooking with seasoning.
Well, I was going to ask you, have you ever done one of the cooking kits, like the Blue Aprons, to prep your own at home?
I've tried some of them, and then I'm not going to say which one, but some of the lettuce was old.
It is definitely hit or miss.
And then you still have to do the, like, I might as well just create it myself, even though I know
that's what I was
going
to ask you. Do you like the prepackaged, already ready meals, or do you like the ones that you have to, you know, there's three steps?
I'm going to go that route. I'm going prepackaged and already, already ready. You can put in the oven or zap in the microwave.
I think my wife and I have tried that six of them before.
I want to try that one that they eat clean, bro. I've looked at it. It looks like it's all right. I don't know.
Those factory meal vans going all over town all the time.
I know. There's a lot of people. Those in the good measure meals. That do that, so. Yeah. But look, you should not be getting, you're not getting roasted online. People are actually having a lot of fun with this because it was hilarious.
Yeah, I'm not trying to take any cards or anything.
I'm messing with you, man.
I'm just judging on food.
I'm messing with you. I am telling people I do not cook. I believe that if I tried to and applied myself, I could. But I would much rather not. I eat to live, not the other way around. So as long as it's some sort of quick protein after whatever I'm doing, then that's fine.
That's my biggest issue with dieting.
Salt and pepper at minimum, okay? Or I like to jazz it up with some sort of sauce or marinade.
I think that's the one. After being around you, I've known you.
But you don't know me.
I've known you for a long time. I know you. I know you when you're
We're
honest.
We're not doing this again.
But after being around you for 13 months, day in and day out, the one thing I do know is that you can do anything you want. I think you just choose to, do
Why
what you want.
Why is everything coated in here? You know what?
That's not coated, but you just said you could cook well if you wanted.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
To cook.
I think you could do whatever you want. You just choose to eat blah.
Yeah, my food pictures are not good.
Unless you go somewhere.
The people you hang out with have good food pictures.
But they're not making it themselves.
I know.
Well, yeah, I mean.
What difference does that make?
Well, I don't think those people are capable of making good food.
That Maybe. Person, I know, you know what you guys are talking, you know what, we're getting
Why is everything coated in here?
I don't even know what that means.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what
he
the
only
best?
Makes steaks. He only makes steaks. That's all he ever posts is a stupid picture of a stupid steak.
Or pastries sometimes. I don't know. Maybe.
Are we talking about the same person?
We're not. Okay. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Pastry Man is dead. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Smart, lasting, clean.
Can I say one thing before we move on? You give us too much credit sometimes. For being coated when we're not.
I was thinking the same thing. I must be dumb.
It's funny
sometimes
because
I'm like, man,
one minute you're calling me a simpleton, and the next minute you're like, everything you say is coated.
One minute you're like, Bo, you bought that keychain for Amy in the gift shop, didn't you?
You're such a simpleton.
And the
you're
next
so
minute,
complex
and, the next
and coated.
Minute, he's part of the KGB,
I can't keep up.
I can't either, but I guess. Well, I give men probably too much credit in terms of the thinking because you guys are all simple. simple-minded.
Well,
not in a negative way.
I have a one-track mind. That's true.
With men, you don't have a middle road. You're like you give them too much credit, or they're just simpletons. Give us a little bit.
I lost my transition because I already shot that bullet of zero res.
Well, speaking of people who are very coded.
Who aren't able to transition.
Yeah.
So ESPN reporters Don Vannata Jr., Seth Wickersham, and Jeremy Fowler, they reported on a story of why Bill Belichick wasn't hired in this coaching cycle, including why he did not get the Atlanta Falcons head coaching position. And it dates back to January 15th, where they said 4 days after Robert Kraft bid farewell to Belichick in Foxborough, that Falcons owner Arthur Blank met one-on-one with Belichick on his super yacht. And, you know, that was his first interview since 1998. Of course, that interview was back when he tried to get the then Oakland Raiders job. He's been with the Patriots forever. Is Mike okay?
Mike needs to go dig another hole because he's cramping up over here.
I need to get some of that LMNT.
All right, you need to.
I got some in my bag. You really need some?
I'm cramping. That's all right.
I do have a pack in my bag.
All right, we'll get up. Anyhow,
I'm done.
Continue.
With y'all. I'm done.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He was on his yacht, and he met for I think, 4 hours, and then they had another meeting where he met with Fontenot, McKay, Greg Beatles. And, you know, as what would be described as Falcons brass, some would say that meeting was just a little bit of a courtesy meeting. I don't believe it was. I believe that Arthur Blank liked a lot of things about what bringing in a Bill Belichick would bring. And I think most notably, he saw wins. But I think the sacrifice was great. And, you know, Belichick had put out there, look, I don't need to come in and run the show. I can work. But then he made comments like, well, this roster is very, you know, I have concerns and I would need to bring in my own people to turn it around quickly.
And that's according to the article.
Yeah. And those are sources close to Belichick. So I think there's a lot of coded things in this article. But in the end of the day, bringing what most management, administrators, I guess you could say, in the NFL, owners and high-ranking presidents of clubs looked at when they brought in Belichick was, what is the length of he's going to be here? Because most saw it as a short-term fix. That meant you had to basically rip up your foundation of your organization and put in his people to run it. And then it would only be something that maybe would last 15 victories, because they saw that record as something that was really, he's made comments that said, I don't want to coach past 70. Here he is at 73. Why is he still doing this? What else does he have to prove? The only thing is that wins record.
Well, I think there's a lot of caveats to the situation. Let me just put it that way. And look, I think the most eye-opening thing to me was when they finally do an article talk about the three finalists and who got the most votes inside of this meeting for the Atlanta Falcons. He was not one of those. It's not like he just barely missed it and Raheem just, you know, blew the doors off on the final meeting. It was, you know, McDaniel and Slowick at 2 and 3. And then
McDonald,
that just tells you
–
McDonald, yeah, I'm sorry. It just goes to tell you, you know, what they thought of him. And I just think – and I thought y'all brought up a great point earlier. The Bill Belichick personality has kind of – It no longer fits. I mean, think about this, guys. When he took the Patriots job, think of all the things that did not exist. I mean, he might even predate Google. I mean, like we're talking about Google and things. He might even predate Google. I don't know, 98, something like that. No Facebook, no Twitter, no iPhones, no all the things. The way coaches have to approach things nowadays is not even a 180. It's like a 360 compared to what it was back in 1998.
Well,
you can't do the same
things. Some people lean in, and we see it in the college ranks with a lot of people just leaning in and in terms of using the social media, doing all these interviews and whatnot. And some people, you know, choose not to lean in that way.
Yeah,
but that's the way that it is.
Relationships, Tiff, have become a much, much bigger deal from a head coach to a player. It's not just a business relationship anymore.
You gotta motivate young guys. They gotta believe in you. If you're gonna lead people, they have to believe in you. And yeah, well, you know, what did you do here? This sucks. You can't do this. That doesn't motivate anybody.
I think with the way things
are going, and you could talk about NIL too, with these players coming out of schools, getting all these deals. I think players, and I'm not saying this is wrong, feel much more empowered than they ever have before.
100%.
And so that is what maybe might cause some sort of friction or might cause some organizations to feel like, hey, I don't know if he's going to be able to deal with this new wave that is coming in.
I mean,
I feel like these kids are
the,
more empowered than guys that I feel like are already in the league right now.
A great example of this is, did you guys see the Lane Kiffin video of, you know,
yes,
of the sorority girls playing with his dog? And he's like,
oh,
you know,
no, not that
he
one.
Put that out on Portal Day. He's like, it's fun in the sip. You know what I mean? I'm like, this guy is just leaning into this thing. He's like, man, it's a good time here.
Well, and
I thought you were talking about him driving around the player.
No, but I mean that too. It's just like to your point, he's leaning into it.
Yeah,
and where 20 years ago, a guy like Lane Kiffin, it just didn't land. He was so arrogant and young and doing all these things. And now he has found a fit and he's found an era in college football that works for him, where Twitter is a tool, where he can build relationships, where he can completely change his team from year to year, which you were not able to do in the past.
I thought you brought up the Titans source that in the article that said, look, it's arrogance that is the reason why it's not working anymore. And they brought up the Mac Jones thing, which is something we've talked about in great length. Mac Jones was a Pro Bowl quarterback his rookie year. I think people forget that. And then McDaniels leaves, and it's Joe Judge and Matt Patricia, who are not offensive coaches. Then they're not coaching on the offensive side like Raheem did, where he's coaching receivers. They're calling plays. They're the co-offensive coordinators. They ran that poor kid's confidence and his career into the ground, and one person is responsible for that.
I've told you before, I knew Joe Judge from college. Joe Judge was on staff at Alabama when I was there. And he was not the quarterback's coach the way he was for Mac Jones. He was not an offensive coach. He was what we would have called back then, I guess, a special teams analyst and coached the kickers. And so when you fast forward 12, 13 years.
He did nothing then.
And I liked Joe. Joe was a great dude, man. Like, great dude. But then you fast forward 12 years and you're telling me he's in charge of Mac Jones' throwing mechanics in his career. I do have a problem with that. And I think there is some arrogance that's attached to that. Joe Judge, like I said, it was about, Lee Tiffin was our kicker time. It was about Lee Tiffin's follow through and his plant foot, 15 years ago. And now all of a sudden it was, hey, Mac Jones's follow through to be able to, you know, get New England's offense to the next level. I couldn't buy it.
I mean, I go and watch that game in Europe they played last year. I think it was in Germany. And the way he was throwing the ball looked like a guy that, I mean, I talked to some guys that played in the league that played that position. I said, what do you see with that? A guy that's playing without confidence, has no confidence in his throws.
Former LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels is on his way to have dinner with an NFL team this evening. LSU, Tony's Zachary's, I'm sure they'll have seasoning, at this dinner this evening. I'd hope so. Anyway, we'll be right back here on
Are
the
you
morning
cooking
shift
it?
On Sports Radio. Absolutely not. 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. you've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the Huddle, brought to you by the Good Feet Store Premium Art Supports. Learn more at goodfeet.com on the Morning Shift.
We are going in the huddle, and this from NFL Media's Tom Pelissero, NFL insider. He said that former LSU QB Jaden Daniels is scheduled to have dinner tonight with Vikings brass in Baton Rouge. Now, this originally was reported by Agent Butler 1, that is on X, and Minnesota owns the number 11 and 23rd picks and has been gathering all the info in case there's an opportunity to move up for one of the top QBs. Yeah. So
Minnesota's moving up. It's just a matter of how far up are they going to move. And that's what I think they're trying to figure out. And obviously that's why you dive into all these things and, you know, you wonder, you know, who's Washington in love with and who are these other teams in love with. Minnesota's moving up. There's really no other course of action. You've got two first round picks. You lost your franchise quarterback. You have elite wide receivers. You have to pay Justin Jefferson. You're not in a position where you're going to go out and sign another signal call. You have to move up and you have to get a guy. And if you're not in the top four, you're going to be left with scraps. And so I think they're trying to figure out how much they are willing to give up to move into some of these top three, four slots.
Who are their quarterbacks right now, though?
Sam Darnold.
I mean, yeah, right? Jaren Hall. Yeah. I can't remember the third guy's name. They started four guys last year. Dobbs is
a free agent.
But they're going to move up. And that's the bottom line. You're not going to go into the season with Sam Darnold as your quarterback. So it just, to me, is how much meat's on the bone? How much is out there? You got to make that move.
Well, the question is, do they get to four? Or is five enough? Because here's the deal. I think Arizona, as much as they say that they're open for business, I think they're fine with staying at four and taking Marvin Harrison Jr.
They're in a great spot. Yeah. They're in a phenomenal spot.
Because that would be, you know, a top-tier receiver for a quarterback you've invested highly in, and he needs weapons as much as the next guy. So why not? And then that could cheapen the price a little bit. Because who was at five? I know the Cardinals.
The Chargers are at five.
Yeah. And the Chargers probably want to get some draft picks and continue to build because they obviously are up against it with the cap, with all the moves they had to make on the defensive side. Well, restructuring on the defensive side and then getting rid of Williams and Keenan Allen. So they're also in a position where they kind of need a receiver.
But the good thing is, I think, and this is what I would be trying to do if I was Minnesota, I'd almost be trying to pit the Chargers against the Cardinals of saying, look, y'all could both use playmakers. You've both lost wide receivers. I'm sure that both of y'all are fine with Marvin Harrison, but there is a lot of depth at the receiver position to be able to fall back a little bit and still get a quality guy. So if I'm them, you know, if I'm Minnesota, I'm sitting there going, oh, well, you know what? We want to pay what you're asking, but we also I could slide into the slot behind you or before you, and I'd just be just fine to get my guy.
I guess the question for me is Cardinals, Giants, Chargers. The Giants might be the wild card for a quarterback there. If not, the Vikings could get away with maybe only having to go to 7 or 8. I think that's realistic.
I think New England's the wild card. New England's sitting there at three. They need a quarterback, very obviously. But you hear some of Jerod Mayo's words, especially right after he got that job. He's like, you know, look, it is what it is. And they're a franchise that has been known to trade back a lot in drafts and accumulate draft picks. But I guess my point with New England is they don't just need a quarterback. They need an overhaul. They could use a lot more draft picks.
I get that. But I think if you like one of those top four quarterbacks, if you like them, if you're – or maybe, let me rephrase, if you're in love with one of those top three quarterbacks.
In love.
I think New England sets a tone with, this is a new era. Okay, Bill Belichick's the one that traded back all those times. Jerod Mayo, a young coach, first year, Like, let's not say, well, just get picks and we can ham and egg it at quarterback for a couple years. No, like, go ahead. And if that's your guy, get him there.
No.
I am telling you, a young franchise.
Disagree.
You disagree with doing that or the fact that they will do that?
I think that if they were on the cusp of being a good team, then I would say go get your guy. If they had all these offensive playmakers, hey, go get your guy. They're still a year away, I think. They're still a year away in New England. So go accumulate maybe an extra first-round pick, get a couple of offensive playmakers, maybe an offensive lineman, slide back just a little bit, and then maybe in a year, then you can go out and get your first-round draft pick at quarterback.
But why would you want to not go get a good quarterback now? I know what you're saying, but I feel like a quarterback like supersedes everything else, and you have the chance to get a top one. Why would you not do it and then try to build around?
Because if I can have two first-round picks of offensive skill players this year by trading back just a little bit, then I think that pays dividends in the long run of saying we can have a key battery a year from now of drafting another quarterback. Because, like I said, I just don't think New England is on the cusp. I think they have a number
of holes. But maybe there's something about one of these guys.
There could be, and I think that's his point. That's his point.
And I think they're – look, no – there's not one way to do this. Mike's thing is, look, if it – don't bet on one of these guys. You know, every year it's about one guy that works out anyway. So go back and get more picks, and then you can find a guy that's serviceable and that can work with those weapons. I just think that a young coach, you've made a drastic change in your franchise's approach. If that guy's there, go get him and start afresh. You don't turn down franchise quarterbacks, and if you think there's one there, you get him.
Our running back, J.K. Dobbins, agrees to a one-year deal with the Chargers. He spent four seasons playing for John Harbaugh before with the Ravens. You look concerned, Michael.
I was trying to remember. Was his Achilles last year? He had a big injury. I want to say it was Achilles.
He was cleared. Yes, it was.
Okay.
So he was cleared to return to football activities last month. He completed his rehab from a torn Achilles in week one.
Great player when he's healthy, and I think I always am so intrigued by this, the running back market, because you still do, and there were whispers about him going back to Dallas, you still have Ezekiel Elliott and some other quality players, and it's just so interesting to me to see the length of contract, when they're signed, what the market is, and why the market is what it is for certain players. He obviously, very quality player, coming off the injury, hopefully he can bounce back.
And I'm sure the brothers have talked about this, right? So he spent the past four seasons, as I mentioned before, playing for John Harbaugh. This year, he will be playing for Jim with the Chargers.
Yeah, it's multiple players that they have gotten from – they've switched from Harbaugh to Harbaugh.
Yep.
Yeah, 24 games in three seasons is not a lot.
Right.
Former Buccaneers offensive lineman Ali Marpet told JoeBucksFan.com that Tom Brady offered incentives to teammates for one specific thing. Appearing on Wham Bam podcast, Marpet offered the offensive line a bonus if one specific type of play reached a certain level of success, and that was, or he said this, Brady took our starting offensive line to the side, and he's like, hey, if you guys can get a screen to go for more than 15 yards, I will give you $1,000 cash each, Marpet said. That is for you guys. So every time we get that, I will be happy to make that payment. Marpet said that there were multiple plays that met the standard for payment.
I read this and I immediately thought about the 49ers back in the 80s. And when I think it was Eddie DeBartlow at the time that owned it, and he was paying players bonuses outside of the salary cap. And that was a violation and it ended up being a scandal. He ended up selling the team after that. I think some kind of suspension happened to him. I'm not 100% sure about all of it. I've talked to Randy Cross about it. Not in great detail, but just a little bit. And Randy played on those teams. But I wonder if this is not some kind of CBA violation or some kind of salary cap violation, because this is incentive-based. This is basically incentive-based.
Do you think this doesn't happen, though? And plus, it's all after the fact now.
Are we going to start looking into their Christmas gifts, too?
That's what I'm saying.
Can I tell you something?
Like, you buy your offensive line, all new golf carts.
I don't care. But don't be stupid enough to talk about it. And I do care when it's in my division.
So well, it's over. What's the difference between saying they gave us $1,000 for a 15-yard screen pass and he gave us golf carts for Christmas?
Exactly. He got us customized golf carts.
Are we
going
to go check
clubs,
his Venmo? Like, I mean,
because
like, come on,
one
man.
Is for Christmas and one is the, one is it because one
out of their pocket.
But you're thanking them for the work they did. You're not buying your offensive linemen golf carts.
It doesn't matter
if you have like 40 sacks on the season.
So what if an owner says, you know what, if Mike, you're running out to the field. Hey, you get 3 pancake blocks a day. I'll give you $3,000.
It's different.
What's different about it?
It's the owner of the team.
He's the one actually paying.
Tom Brady's on the team. He's playing.
Not, he doesn't own the team.
Is it incentive based?
When did you become such
a rule
follower?
You're just relocating the money if you're giving it from Tom Brady to the offensive line.
Let me tell you something.
It's not over the salary cap. I'm about to
expect that out of Mike.
It is. I follow rules when it comes to teams in the division
when
that
it
are
benefits me, Tiff. That's what I hear. I follow rules when they benefit me.
So what? So what? Yeah.
So what? It's no different.
Selfish. Don't admit
it's
it.
No different
don't admit
than
it.
Christmas presents. It's no different.
It's absolutely different. A Christmas present is for a holiday.
Not different.
A bonus based on a play that you've
executed.
Let me ask you this. If you were sacked 40 times on the season, if you were Bryce Young and you got sacked a ton, are you buying those guys up front all new golf carts?
Better.
I'm not buying them anything for Christmas. They better be buying me something. Because
here's my final question.
Those 40 sacks are a product of their failures.
My final question.
Oh, Mo, don't get my
Or maybe Bryce Young's back there burping the baby and overthrowing an out route. And maybe they don't have any wide receivers. Maybe that's a problem, too. But here's my final question. If Kirk Cousins made this deal for every time we got an explosive play out of a wide receiver this year, do you think you'd sign up for that as a Falcons fan?
No,
be like,
follow
pay
the
that
rules.
Man his money, Kurt, please.
Follow the rules, Kurt. Follow the rules.
Rondale Moore got zeros coming your way.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Smart, last, and clean. What you got for my kids?
What is the game plan for the Atlanta Hawks with the offseason looming, Tiff? We'll talk about all that conversation around Trae Young, DeJounte Murray, and also, what kind of dog are you? Me, Tiff, and Bo find out earlier as well. That's coming up on Mic'd Up. It's Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Get your day started.
Go ahead.
With the morning shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Will the real Slim Shady please stand up?
We are back here on the morning shift, and the Atlanta Hawks were eliminated from the play-in tournament after a 131-116 loss to the Chicago Bulls last night.
Tiff, I want to tell you about my night/morning. I'm trying to hold my eyes open because of a 9:30 Eastern freaking time start for the Hawks in Chicago. And don't give me that, well, they weren't on Eastern time. They're on Central, dude. Like, it's 8:30 tip in Chicago. That's not fun either
way. It's late.
It's ridiculous is what it is. So I'm trying to hold my eyes open. Leads start slipping. I hated what I saw out of DeAndre Hunter. Everything was just discombobulated in this game. And you start to see Coby White go off. And you're like, all right, this is getting out of hand. My eyes kind of flutter. The next thing I know, my alarm goes off this morning, turnover, and CBS Sports app has sent me a headline. This is the first thing I read this morning with my eyes open. Trae Young couldn't lead the Hawks into the playoffs, and it's time for Atlanta to trade the star guard. I was like, well, things must not have gone according to plan at the end of the game last night, because that is not a good headline to roll over to. The sub of it is after 6 seasons, the young Hawks partnership has run its course. And this is by Sam Quinn from CBSSports.com. I thought he did a great job, made a lot of great points. Basically, the essential gist of this article are that the Hawks don't have any other moves to make. They don't have any other moves. You're going to get, Capella off the books. You're going to have to extend Jalen. You have DeJounte Murray, who you've tried to move on to, and he's quoted in here saying, look, they tried to do that. They didn't. They weren't getting anything back. The Lakers were talking about a 2029 first rounder, and and a lot of different moves that didn't include Austin Reeves, and you weren't really getting anything back, at least not for a couple of years. So the DeJounte thing kind of fizzled out, and now you're left to wonder, what other moves do the Hawks have? And the answer is not many. You're not going to get anything from some of these other guys. You traded all your first-round picks for DeJounte Murray to San Antonio. His, in the end, what he was able to say is that in a best-case scenario, you probably trade Trey to San Antonio. And you and they can pair him up with Wimby, and you get a lot of your picks back that you already gave up for DeJounte Murray. As a Hawks fan, guys, that is so defeating to read something like of saying, hey, we didn't really get anything for out of DeJounte Murray, and we're going to have to trade our quote-unquote superstar to be able to get back what we gave up.
If you were picking at a gym today, a basketball team at LA Fitness, who would you pick?
Steak Shapiro. Oh, no, you're talking about – oh, okay.
No, you can't pick Steak. You're not picking Dylan because you want someone to make free throws. It's only between Trey and DeJounte. I mean, who are you picking?
I mean –
And you've seen them play a couple of games.
At LA Fitness, it might be Trey. And look, I thought he did a good job. He kind of narrows us down. He goes, look, here's how Trey's game goes. Trey wants to run the spread pick and roll. His first option is a layup. Second option is to get a foul. His third option would be to get a clean floater. His fourth would be a three-pointer. And then his fifth option would be to get an easy lob alley-oop or to kick it out. And that's kind of how his game works. And then DeJounte, why they don't coexist, DeJounte's game is dribble, 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 mid-range jumper. And it's like those two things are just not going in the same bracket. And even a guy like Quinn Snyder, who's been known to be a successful coach, has not been able to get what he should be able to out of these two guys. The bottom line is one of them has to go, and if you're not getting any value for DeJounte, or maybe both of them, but if you're not getting any value for DeJounte and you're stuck in the mud as a 10 seed, let's just be honest. The Hawks were better off defensively, not by a huge margin, but without Trey this year.
So
the record was better.
So you're saying to trade who people would call the team's superstar. So you're trading your superstar in hopes of getting back what?
In order to do something. Because without trading him, you don't have anything. There's no move to be made, is the point that he's trying to make.
No, I get the point. I'm just wondering, what are you going
to
get?
I'm a huge Trae Young fan. I want Trae Young to win a championship in Atlanta. You're just stuck in the mud. Like, I don't know if you can't turn left and you can't turn right and you can't go in reverse, then at some point you have to move
forward. Just not sure if he is a superstar if you can't get play past the 10 seed. And I would dare to ask you.
He also is coming off of the hand injury. Just to point that out.
They were above 500 without.
I know.
Just so we're clear.
It's not even about this year. It's the last 2 years. This is what you're relegated to. I would ask you this. If he doesn't make all-star teams, if he doesn't make the Olympic teams, you can't make the playoffs with him. This isn't personal criticism. I just think it's fair to ask, is he a superstar? We see him as one in this city, but are we overvaluing what Trae Young is? And if it's not a knock, it's not personal. You have to ask yourself, we get outraged when, why is it Trae on this team and that team?
I think we get outraged as Atlanta fans a lot because you do feel like you're disrespected.
But does the league have a better assessment of what he is as a player than we do? Wearing fan goggles?
I probably am. I sat here and did Top 5 Tuesday and put him on my list of disrespected U.S. Team USA snubs. And it doesn't even seem like, of all the articles I would read, he wasn't even included on any of them. And as an Atlanta guy, I'm sitting here going, dude, he's so disrespected time and time and time again. But then I watched the game last night, and I see a guy like Coby White drop 42. And it's just, like I said earlier in the show, guys, five different teams this year set season highs against Atlanta. And it's not just a Trae Young problem. I don't want it to sound like that. It's not. There's a roster management problem where when you did get the injury bug, you were at the bottom of the barrel. Well, and you didn't have any depth.
And that's the lack of willingness to go over the luxury tax that this team has had. I mean, I've heard it, the ownership can come on here and say, we're willing to go over. It has nothing to do with that. But when you make moves like Herter's gone, or you get that trade exception for John Collins and you don't use it, that is a lack of willingness to do something.
I'll just leave with this before we get to mic'd up. Atlanta with Trey on the floor gave up 119.1 points per 100 possessions. The all-time NBA record is 119.6. That's pretty damning. Let's hit a mic, though.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up.
On the Morning Shift.
I had to get into this conversation with you guys because the other day, my wife's sister surprised her by bringing her. They all flew into town for my daughter's second birthday. They were literally here for 24 hours. Flew her two kids, her husband. They all flew up from Florida to come to the birthday party, kind of surprised my wife. And my wife was making the point that her sister is a Labrador. She's like this, you know, just well-liked person that's always just, she's just a Labrador of their family. And, you know, she always doing nice things like this that kind of make her beloved to a lot of people. So she pulls up a quiz, and it's, what type of dog are you? So, of course, she takes it, and I think me and her both were Shiba Inus. And her sister was, I can't even remember what her sister was, but it wasn't a Labrador. So I was sitting there thinking immediately, I turned to you guys and I'm like, I wonder what Tiff and Bo are.
Well, what are the tendencies of a Shiba Inu?
I will tell you, because that's, can I say what I got?
So yeah, so Tiff gets Shiba Inu. I want to go through some of these questions, but Tiff got Shiba Inu off the top. So tell everybody what your tendencies are.
So it says you sometimes get accused of being aloof, but you're just picky. You're an introvert, but that doesn't mean you don't love socializing with your core group of friends and family. Plus, you can be very affectionate just on your own terms. That's probably me to a T. I'm confused as to why that was.
That's pretty spot on for me.
It is?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's very fair of you. I mean, I don't ever seem to be nice to anybody, like the affectionate part. But
you wouldn't get that side of me.
I would just need like a nice compliment every once in a while, but it's all right.
Are you fishing?
I don't want to get yours just yet.
Fish in a lake bed.
I don't want to get yours just yet, Bo, but I want to go through some of these questions because I'm curious what y'all answered. The first question was, if it's Friday night, what are your plans? And there's 9 options for every single one of these. And you guys have the quiz right in front of you. The 9 options are this: party time, a quick nightcap, sitting at home, another OK Cupid date, Netflix binge, clubbing, dinner with your fab friends, snoozing, or a hot photo shoot. Again, it's Friday night. What are your plans?
This one confused me because party time and dinner with your fab friends are one and the same for my group. Yeah. So
you're
going
fabulous Cancun.
Party time is
for him. I think it's the same though. I think that's fair.
Let's go to Cancun and get food, or let's go to the clubhouse and get food, and it turns into 1 a.m. and we're still up. So yeah.
All right, I was torn between sitting at home and going to dinner with my fab friends, but I picked going to dinner.
I picked a quick nightcap. Like that's what it is for me. All right, the next question on here was, how would you describe your body? We don't have to go too far into that. I picked tall. There was one on here that said Jersey Shore's Pauly D. One said muscular, and the other one said I literally never think about this. Do you guys want to say what you picked?
I said small and athletic.
Is that what?
I think it sums me up. What?
No, I just
what was that supposed to be?
I don't know.
The athletic part.
I thought you would pick. I literally never think about this, but
yeah.
Okay.
Well, I definitely didn't fit in the thick category.
Now I'm extremely colorblind. As a matter of fact, you guys were telling me this morning what color my shirt is. I was like, oh really? I didn't realize. There's colors to pick from on here. What would the name of your memoir be? This one's so good. These are the 9 options: Just Friends, a Love Story, Eat, Love, and Eat More. Running in Circles, How I Learned to Love Myself, Life of the Misunderstood Hero, which I'm positive is both.
That's who, what I picked.
Who Me, Don't Mind If I Do, and Growing Without Roots. I think I picked Who Me.
I did pick Life of the Misunderstood Hero.
I knew you would.
What did you pick?
You guess which one I picked.
Oh, man. What'd you pick?
She picked Just Friends, a Love Story. That's great. Oh, that's so good. If you've listened to this show for
sure, Tim, that I was not going to say it, but I thought it was going to be Eat, Love, and Eat More. Because you were always,
bland and eat bland.
Let's see. There was one more that I thought was, which pop star do you identify with? Beyonce, Cher, Taylor Swift, Robin, who I don't know who that is, Rihanna, Britney Spears, I Simply Can't Choose One, Lord, or Selena Gomez. Now, I'm pretty sure that you picked Beyonce.
No.
You
I
didn't?
I did not.
Oh, my God. I'm dumbfounded.
I bet she picked
so
Riri.
I was torn between Riri and Taylor Swift. Because I like to get my feelings from time to time.
Gotcha.
But then at the end of the day.
Gotcha.
Blank better have my money. And now, so I was like, I got to go with Riri.
I knew it.
You know what's funny?
Little, you know.
I think
you
I picked Rihanna, too. That's
who
probably why we both got Sheba.
Who do you think I picked?
I would say Britney Spears. Because she's
you leave her she's, you leave her alone.
She's a little crazy.
I didn't even say anything.
She's talented but a little crazy.
Yeah.
Like me. Yeah.
She's a little bit crazy.
I picked Britney. I did.
You
afraid.
Had to.
Yeah.
And then finally, biggest pet peeve before we get to what kind of boat dog was biggest pet peeve, taking food off my plate, chatterboxes, pretentious people, pimple poppers, the patriarchy, being a meanie, chipped nail polish, judgmental people, or having pet peeves.
Pretentious people.
Pretentious people for Tiff.
You guess. You've done a good job. You guess.
I think I actually picked pretentious people too, Tiff. Either that or I picked judgmental people.
Bo's might be judgmental people or taking food off of his
No. His is having pet peeves.
No, I picked pretentious people.
Did you?
There's a person that plays at our club that's met me six times. I've played around to golf with him, and every time.
He doesn't know you?
He knows exactly who the hell I am, but every time he acts like he doesn't, and that's pretentious to me, it drives me nuts.
Wait.
What kind of dog did you get? What was yours?
I got.
Chihuahua?
No. I got Pitbull. Sure. Let's listen. Sure. You're pretty misunderstood, but once people get to know you, they realize how lovable you really are. It may take a second for you to warm up, but you are a goof once you do. You're loyal, sincere, and adaptable.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Our boy Skip just texted me and said that Tiff's a pug because of the way she snorts when she laughs.
When I laugh?
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I like pugs.
This described me pretty well, though, some of the tendencies
I'll tweet out the quiz. It was on BuzzFeed, so if you want to check that out, MPJohnson79. And if you have a wake-up call, you can hit us up Morning Shift 929 on the X.
Yeah, you can tell us if our assessment was accurate. Or maybe you have some thoughts on this latest Bill Belichick report. You can weigh in on all of that and more on the wake-up call on the other side. Call us at 404-726-0929. That's next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.